Welcome to the audio introduction for David Suchet, Poirot Amour, a retrospective, created by David Suchet, directed by Liza McLean. Performances run until the 29th of March, with evening performances Tuesday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and matinee performances on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. and Thursday 23rd and Wednesday 29th at 2:30 p.m. The show is 2 hours and 20 minutes long with an interval. Access tickets range from £17.50 to £25. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. Poirot Amour stars David Suchet with Geoffrey Wonsell. Following its hugely successful West End run, Hampstead Theatre audiences are invited to experience this rare opportunity to gain an insight into the work of one of the most celebrated and fascinating actors of our time. Join us in conversation with the man, the actor, and his many roles. This fascinating look at David's career spanning 5 decades and a multiplicity of roles will enable you to witness some of his most feted performances in a new and intimate light. For over 25 years, he captivated millions around the world as Agatha Christie's elegant Belgian detective. But beyond Poirot, this Emmy-winning and multi-Olivier Award-nominating actor has been celebrated for playing iconic roles such as Lady Bracknell, Cardinal Benelli, and Sigmund Freud. And on stages around the world, he has also brought the literary greats to life, including Shakespeare, Oscar Wilde, and Edward Albee. Take your seat at this once-in-a-lifetime event as we go behind the screen and curtain with a legend. Hampstead's main theatre is split into 2 levels, the stalls and the dress circle. There is a mezzanine raised section at the back of the stalls called the Stalls Arcade. On either side of both the stalls and the dress circle, there are small raised wing areas called the slips. Each of these has 3 or 4 seats in them, one behind the other. The rest of this audio introduction will be told from the perspective of the main body of the stalls. After entering the auditorium, the bright red seating bank fills the centre of the space, raking upwards from the stage. There are 10 rows in the main block, with row A nearest the stage and row K furthest back. Row G is directly ahead of you as you enter and is level access. All the other rows have 1 or more steps leading to them. The stage is 10.5 metres wide and 4.37 metres deep. There is a black backdrop across the back of the set with a large screen measuring 4.6 metres across and 3 metres high hanging in the middle of it. Throughout the show, various images appear on the screen and David and Geoffrey talk through the different memories they hold or illustrate. In front of the screen and in the middle of the stage are set 2 large plush grey velvet armchairs inclined towards each other. Throughout the performance, Geoffrey sits on the left-hand chair and David sits on the right. Between them is a round wooden top table with charcoal grey metal legs. There is a grey water jug and 2 glasses atop it. Just behind it, and slightly to the right, is a magazine holder, which David reaches into to pull out various items at times. Behind and to the right of David's chair is an umbrella stand. Inside it rests an elegant silver swan walking stick with a black hardwood shaft. Geoffrey walks on stage first, before welcoming David. In the first half of the show, the stage is well lit. After the interval, the second half opens in a blackout before David performs a speech. The second half is dappled with different Shakespearean speeches, for each of which the lights dim and a spotlight illuminates David. The final speech is accompanied by blue, eerie lighting. At the very end, the screen is used again as David and Geoffrey share a montage of Poirot's greatest outings.
Hello, I'm David Suchet, and I'd like to welcome you to Poirot and More, a retrospective here at the wonderful Hampstead Theatre Club. And you're going to see what is basically a conversation between myself and my dear friend Geoffrey Wonsell, who, our friendship goes way back, I think, to about 1987. So it's a long relationship. The good thing about that is that he's been so much a part of my life. And in the first half of the show that you're going to see, we're talking about my very, very beginnings, my very first shows, my drama school experiences, into early theatre, my relationship with my parents. The first half of the show is very chatty and you'll learn a lot about me. And in the first half, I'm just looking at my costume rail now, in the first half I wear a very nice brownie tweedy jacket with in the evening performance I wear a blue shirt, and for matinees I wear a salmon shirt. So if it's an evening performance, I'll be wearing a blue shirt with nice navy blue jeans and tan shoes. I like that outfit because I have to tell you a secret. My wife's always trying to get me into tan shoes with jeans, and I've got a chance to wear them now. So that's sort of the first half of the show. Very, very informal and chatty. And of course, we talk about Hercule Poirot, and that's the most important part of the whole evening. But we go into a certain detail about Poirot, and I have lots of lovely anecdotes about the character and about my experiences of playing him. And then after the interval, we go into a different style. It's more performance-based. And for that part of the evening, I change into black jeans, black shirt, black jacket and black shoes, and I start by speaking a speech from the wonderful play Amadeus, where I played Salieri. And then we go in to talk about performance from the point of view of directors. What do I think about directors? What do I think about different plays I've been in? And we talk about Shakespeare. And then actually I talk about Shakespeare and his language and how he gives me clues to develop characters. And then I actually go into four lovely Shakespeare speeches to show you how Shakespeare's writing, by his language and clues, which we call Shakespeare's highway code, can give me suggestions how Shakespeare wants me to speak. And then the last third of the evening is all about the little man himself, Hercule Poirot, about how I developed him physically. And we talk about the moustache, we talk about the costumes, we talk about the physical actions, his walk and gestures, and we talk about his voice. And I show you, and you will be able to realize how I developed his voice, because you can hear me now, and that's nothing like the man himself. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely evening, a lovely show, and huge welcome.
Hello, I'm Geoffrey Wonsall, and I help my dear friend David Suchet present Poirot and More, a retrospective. Basically, I'm a man of a certain age. In the matinees, I wear a tweed jacket and a waistcoat and some grey trousers. And in the evening performances, I wear a smoking jacket, a maroon smoking jacket, with a waistcoat and dark trousers. Basically, I'm there to help David celebrate his own unique talent. I'm there to help along, to organise a little bit, to remind him where we are in the story, and to just let it happen. I mean, I have the easiest job in the world. I'm just there to make him look great. So we've been very lucky. We've done it on tour. We've done it in the West End. We're now doing it in Hampstead. But I am not there to tell him what to say or to tell the audience what to think. I'm there to help him tell the audience what's going on, to remind them about his extraordinary talent, to remind them about his unique career. And I've had the good fortune to work alongside him now for quite a lot of performances. And that means that I'm more in awe of him than I've ever been. You know, if you watch that talent up close and personal, as I do, night after night, afternoon after afternoon, you really do realise just how special it is. And so for me, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to help him. It's a privilege to be here, and a delight in every single way. So we're very, very lucky to be together.